Fine. So, Minayim and Shem Avran and Hashanah. We were already talking about the calendar, so how do we know that we intercalate a month into the year, that we add a month? So this, we have the parallel in Bavli, Sanhedrin, Yud Aleph, is Al HaGaliyocha Yatsuwa Dain Lo'igiyu, because of the Jews in the diaspora who left their homes and didn't yet arrive, meaning, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin and here says, what are some of the factors that you take into account where you add a month? So so one of the svara is if you find out that people are on their way, right? That, and you know, they left very, very early to get to Eretz Israel in time for the Korban Pesach, and they don't have the time, then you can add a month for that purpose. So Talmud Lomar, B'nei Yisrael, .. Mo Ade. Asay et ha-moedot she'yasotan kol Yisrael. Make the moedot in a way that all of the Jewish people can observe them, can celebrate them. And Amar Shmuel bar Nachman v'ein she'gil in our prat. As long as they are already reached the Euphrates. But if they haven't reached the Euphrates, then they're not going to make it anyways. So don't take them into account.
But how would the people in Yerushalayim know where the travelers
are? I don't know. Carrier pigeons. I don't know. I don't know. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Imi, v'shem Rav Yehuda ben bar Pazi. Kidshuhu v'achachim tzvedim zomim. So what if you sanctify the month, and then it turns out that the Edom are Edom zomim, right? Meaning, right, that is the most egregious form of false testimony, where we undermine it by someone else saying you couldn't have been there because imanu Edom v'makom ploni. At the time that you claim you were testifying, you were somewhere else with us. And then we punish them, right? Normally, by in Zoman, we give you the punishment you were trying to give. Now, obviously, here you weren't punishing the moon, but, you know, Malkut, whatever. Harezem ukudash. Anyways, it is Kadosh. Even though we know that they were lying. And Kam Rabbi Yossi, Im Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Amar le, at shamat min avuchad amilta. Did you hear this from your father? Amar le, Cain. And Rabbi Abba, Amar Roshim Yochanan, midaktikin beidei achodesh. And he said the reason is because we don't ask too many questions of the Edom. Now, as I already mentioned yesterday, in the Bavli, the version is, and some of the Mepharshim quoted here, is, the right, as the Marafolda says, is Hainu Taima Shakol Tali Bebeitin, that you, either uniquely by the calendar, which, as we said, is the way the Rambam seems to understand it, or possibly by all their abundance, but at least the Gemara, the simple pshat, I think, is that the calendar is unique. Beitin controls it, even when they make mistakes, even if they intentionally make mistakes. Now, I'll be honest that that's not the simple pshat of the Yerushalmi. I don't know what the simple pshat of the Yerushalmi is. Now, the Rosh Shirilio simply changes the Gersa in so that it looks exactly like the Baal Vili, which is Talmud Lomar Otam, Elehem Moadai. No, wait, is it? No, that's the previous one. No, he doesn't say it. I take it back. He just assumes, like the Marafolda, that this is just the Bavli's Drusha, that you should just read the Bavli's Drusha straight into the Gemara. Okay, fine. So then Gemara says, "Imay chodesh mubar mashmit." So we said the weird case of Rosh Hashanah, right? That if you shech the meat and it creates a debt to pay back to the shochet, so if you then add a day to the month, right? Then it turns out that this wasn't Aleph Tishrei; it was the last day of Elul. Therefore, it wasn't the beginning of year 8; it was the end of year 7, and therefore the loan will be wiped away. Now why, right? What's the obvious question? So the implied question here is, but wait a second, we said that store credit doesn't get canceled. So why does this store credit get canceled? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Rabbi Yehuda, because this, again, as we said before, this is Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda disagreed with that and said that the loan, that the debt is in fact wiped away once you have the second initiation of debt. Remember that? Right, so this is just this. The Gemara says, wait, but Raya Latova Rosh Hashanah, but is he able to claim money on Rosh Hashanah? Meaning, in order for a Shemitah to wipe it away, it has to be that the only reason you're not collecting is because of Shemitah. But if it's Yom Tov, then you can't collect. And if you can't collect because of Yom Tov, so then the reason that you can't collect has nothing to do with Shemitah, and it doesn't become collectible until after Yom Tov. And after Yom Tov is what we call year 8, right? Meaning, after Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Bab, Hashem Rabbi Zera, Mechevin Shu Ro'oi La'amino, Ro'oi La'tovo. He says, well, since he can trust him, he can demand payment from him. it's not like he can actually collect it on Yom Tov, but it's a technical one, right? So it seems to be, again, the Gemara is going, do we look for practical or theoretical, loan and collectability, and saying, look, practically, you might not be able to, but that's because, you know, it's Yom Tov. But fundamentally, the loan is such that it is collectible. The Rosh has a different shot entirely. And he says that what might be going on is since the first day is treated as Rosh Hashanah, but it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, it's not saying that it was theoretical collectible. It should have been collectible because it turns out post facto it was chol. So he's saying, look, even practical lack of ability to collect could wipe away a loan. But this is not even that. This is a suffix, right? It was only because you were a mistake. You thought it was Rosh Hashanah. That's why you couldn't collect. But it turns out that it wasn't Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it was collectible. And since it was collectible, Shviat can wipe it away. So Mechaven Shorei L'Tova, royally din Lamot, right? Since he can claim it from him, so he can, it's as if it's fit for him to pay. It's fit for him to pay, so then it's fit for it to be wiped away. Now, according to this version of the Yerushalmi, the Mishnah's rule is that meat sold in Rosh Hashanah, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Chachamim, if you distribute meat on credit in the last day of Shemitah, it will not be canceled by Shemitah because it's just store credit. The Gra deletes the words of Amar Lazar Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, no, right? He changes the whole Geras, and he says, the Geras is, V'ro'o hu l'tova Rosh Hashanah, k'ayd Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Reba, b'shem Rabbi Zera, b'mishu ro'oi laha amino. And therefore, he says that it's by someone who can be trusted. And therefore, this isn't only according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's according to everyone. That even though the Rabbanan don't agree by store credit, in this case, they say that the trust is enough to basically convert this into a loan. And the Parash Shulchan Aruch Hamuna note that this may be the Shitat HaRambam. Because the Rambam holds that Shviat cancels the debt of those who accept meat on credit Rosh Hashanah. Even though he accepts the Shita Rabbanan, the store credit is not canceled, right? And therefore, it could be that he understands it like this. Okay, right? And we already mentioned earlier that this whole analysis that we've been following is the notion that the Chachamim Svara is that only a loan that is predicated on a debt from a loan is wiped away. But we saw that there were other Shitot as well, right? And the Beit Yosef had said that no. It's just because it's not because it's not a debt. It's because the debt isn't formalized yet. Because it's until you, right? The reason the store credit isn't collectible is not because it's not a borrowed money case. It's just because the debt accrues and isn't even solidified into a debt until later. But he rejects the notion that categorically things that are not from loans are not subject to cancellation during Shemitah. So then Gemara says, Raiba bar mamal amram bar matam shim rava mavacha ramanachi shalolotovo shviat mijamato. If you lend someone money on condition that they will never demand payment from you, Shemitah still wipes it away. Now you might have thought, no, right? Because since you can't collect anyways, Kamash Mala, no. Vatani hashochet eda para vechelk Rosh Hashanah. Right? So now he brings our Mishnah. V'amri Elazar B'yuda, and we said B'yuda, V'roi L'tov Rosh Hashanah, again. So, K'adamar Rabbi Ba, B'shem Rabbi Zera, M'chein Shiroi L'amino, K'mi Shiroi L'tov, M'chein Shiroi L'tov, K'mi Shinot in Lomot, right? So then it just repeats the whole conversation. V'kan, what does that have to do with our sugya? Ho'ol V'huroi L'itin L'v'lonot Anazir Rishona Milvem. Right, so here, where you... Right, right. So sorry, and then we continue the passage above. Right, since you could pay it back, and you didn't, so it becomes a milva. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bon, Rishon Ribon, Hamavet Charam, Manachal, Lizer, Meir Shviat, Einan Shviat, Misha Matato. So now we quote a different halacha, and we say that if you make a condition that Shemitah will not be. Will wipe it away, so then it doesn't wipe it away. Now, in the Bavli, right, the Bavli distinguishes two cases, right? Amalve Amanat she lo tishmetenu bishviat or lo tishu shviat. And the Gemara says that if you say shviat, that Shemitah doesn't have the power to do it, so that is meaningless. If you say shlo tishu bo shviat, that we're making a deal with each other, so so then it would, right, just be a Tanai Sheba Mamon. One second. Right, I'm sorry. So, right, just in the previous case, it wasn't clear, right? The reason that the Gemara thought that this was relevant was because it was a case of where you couldn't actually claim the loan because it was Rosh Hashanah, and nevertheless, we saw Shita that wiped it away. That's why, even Amanat Shelo Tishmetenu, right, it's still a loan and still wiped away. Okay. And he's back to this. So Shemitah isn't wiped away. Now, the Girsa in Argamar is that Eina Shvi'at Mishamatzado, that Shemitah doesn't cancel it, which again can be supported by that reading in the Bavli, that this is a case of Shelo Tishmetenu, right, Shvi'at, and not Shelo Tishmetenu Bishvi'at. However, some Girsa would have the opposite, right, which is just say no, that even if Amavach HaRamanah Shelo Tishmetenu Shvi'at, Shvi'at Mishamatzado, that it does wipe it away. And as I said, in the Gemara and Makot, the Gemara has the distinction. So you can, if you want to read the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, so then whichever Girsa is here just follows that one in the Gemara and the Bavli, and fine. And what's the support for this? Vataninans, we learn in the Mishnah, this is in that first parak of Makot, that if Edim Zomin come and say, everyone agrees that Reuven owes Shimon money, but Shimon claims that he has 10 years to pay it back, and the Edim claim he has 30 days to pay it back. Okay, right? So they agree on the debt, so how much do you have to pay? So the Gemara says what you do is, well, what were the Edim trying to damage him? The value of being allowed to borrow, let's say, $1,000 for the extra 9 years and 11 months, right? So whatever number you can put on the right to use that money, that's the Edim Zomin, okay? Fine. The problem that the Gemara notes there is, but if a loan for 10 years means there's a Shemitah in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So the Gemara says, shouldn't it be the Yezer Shana below Shemitah? Can you have a 10 years without Shemitah? And if there's a 10 years without Shemitah, you can't have 10 years without Shemitah, then shouldn't it be wiped away? So Amar, so what is it? So here you have a machloket. So Amar Avuna, it palgon, Rav Sheshet, Chadar Mamal Maskon. So one says that it's a case where there was a mashkon. And as we already said, that if there's a mashkon, there's a collateral, it's not wiped away. But you're right. Maybe a normal loan would be wiped away. The other one says it's where you write a prusbul, and therefore the loan wouldn't be wiped away. Now, the interesting thing is that according to both Shita and the Yerushalmi, the default is what? That a loan for 10 years can't normally exist.
Yeah,
it's always going to be wiped away. The Bavli has a machloket on this point, where it has two perspectives. One is that a 10-year loan is wiped away with Shemitah. The other is, no, it isn't. Because since, you know, if you borrow the year before Shemitah and it's for 10 years, then when Shemitah comes, you're not allowed to collect. And if you're not allowed to collect, then it's not Shemitah which prevents you. Right? And again, the Gemara phrases it there. Is it, what is what's relevant, that it's now able to be collected and the Torah therefore tells you lo tigos? Or is what's relevant is ro'ui lavo lo yigos, that it has the potential to be claimed, and therefore, if it even has the potential to be claimed, so then Shemitah can wipe it away instead. Now, Tani, shloshim yam lo ite. 30 days he shall not come. What? Ma'u shloshim yam lo ite. You didn't have to wait long for that. The Gemara says, what does that mean? Shmuel amr b'malvel chavir ustam, she'in rosh ha'lotov lo shloshim yam. The Gemara says this well in the Bavli, that if you don't specify how long a loan is going to be, the unspecified implication is 30 days, and therefore before 30 days, you aren't allowed to collect the loan. All of Yehuda one more time, and what's the reason? Karva shna shevesh shmana shmitah, because the pasuk says the year of the Shemitah is coming near. But it uses a double phrase, shna hasheva and shna shmitah. Lohi shna hasheva, lohi shmana shmitah. Aren't they the same thing? Ma talmud lomar, karva shna hasheva, shna shmitah. What's the double language? Shlo tomar kol shol shemina rashai letovo, la'achar shol shem Yom Bashmeit Ksafim Vuhulo Yigvenu. It doesn't, what it wants to tell you is that one who asks to borrow money 30 days before Shemitah should not say that since all 30 days you're not permitted to ask for the loan after 30 days. The loan was subject to cancellation, v'lo yigbenu, and therefore I won't be collected, and therefore I shouldn't lend money at all. So the way the Yerushalmi reads the drasha is what it's saying is that we are in a unit that is close to Shemitah, where you wouldn't be able to collect the loan anyways, and therefore you know in advance that by lending at that point, it is automatically going to be subject to Shemitah, and that is 30 days. The Bavli has a different version of this drasha, right, which is Yesh Shemitah Acheret Shikazu, that there is another, right, sort of unit, but this is the drasha anyways here. And Lochein, so now the Gemara had just said that Shemitah cancels the loan made 30 days before the end of Shemitah, despite the fact you can never collect it. So doesn't this go back to what we said before of Lochein Amar Rabbi Ba Bar Mamal Amra Rav Madam Shem Rav Mamal Chiv Rav Manash Lo Dova Shvim Mishamato, that even that if you lend money on condition that it won't be wiped out, so it won't be wiped out. So shouldn't you say the same thing here? I lend it for 30 days. I know that the 30 days isn't going to Shemitah. Isn't that an implication that it was essentially like I was explicitly saying that Shemitah won't wipe it away? Right, so it must be that Hashviat Mishamatato against the Girsa that we had above. So Ashkach Tani Rishmael, Karvashana Shevishana Shmina, Lohishana Shevishana Shmita, again, isn't the same thing. Watamala Karvashana Shevishana Shmina, Shiloh Tomar Kol Sheshanim Sadeh Lefanai. You shouldn't say, listen, for the last 6 years I had his field, Karma Lefanai and his vineyard, right? I could have collected them. Lachar Sheshanim Vashmek Savim, who Lo Yigvenu. And after 6 years, the subject cancellation of debts. And he can't collect, meaning the obligation on the borrower's property should be similar to the loan itself, and the lien should be canceled by Shemitah. That only loans are canceled, but not loans with liens. Right? Now, specifically, presumably at this point, the apotiki, as we saw before, not a regular lien, but in an apotiki. Now, according to the Gemara's conclusion, right, the simple pshat of the Yerushalmi is that if 30 days before the end of Shemitah you lend money without a specific date, the loan automatically becomes canceled at the end of Shemitah. Now, there's a machloket whether this only happens when the 30 days are completed before the end of the Shemitah year. But what if they were completed after the year? Because again, remember, we said the real key is not the beginning of Shemitah, it's the end of Shemitah. So the Tumim says that if one lends money without a specification during the final 30 days of Shemitah, Shemitah cancels the debt. And the Rosh really disagrees, and he says, no, that's only when it's going to become collectible at some point during Shemitah. But if it doesn't become collectible at all, then the maskana is the opposite. Is that only, and again, similar to that machlok we saw in the Bavli, but how exactly you figure it out, the maskana is the machlok here, the Tumim and the Rosh Rilio. But we will leave it there.